Assalamu alaikum and hello to everyone. I'm just going to talk about how the war on terror and the issue of racism and Islamophobia is so related, especially in regards to the students' community. Over the summer, we had one of our students who was arrested, and I think it was not just that, but I think a lot of after effects of it, the fact that we had loads and loads of calls from the media concerning him and things like that. But what people really did miss on was the fact that for those of us who are Muslims who are within our student union or as students, there was some sense, obviously, that people were really, really scared. People were thinking, right, I'm going to be next, you know, I'm going to probably be arrested as well. And everybody was trying to just keep their heads down because they just couldn't sort of know how to react to it. And also, I think what did not help is that, I mean, I'm sure you must be reading in the papers that the imam at our university is working with Belramel and trying to sort of basically spy on Asian-looking students. I think the whole thing is becoming extremely racist. The whole idea of every Muslim, every student is feeling that, you know what, I could be arrested next. And they just give me the examples of the Forest Gate brothers, like they were arrested, they didn't have, you know, they were not involved in anything. So they are really, you know, afraid. I think also the other thing was that the after all what happened, the prayer room was temporarily shut down. And I think a lot of students really needed counseling, a lot of Muslim students, they really needed counseling, but there was no, because obviously they wouldn't go to a non-Muslim for counseling, they would generally want to speak to a Muslim. The only person who is a trained counselor at UNSC is the Imam himself, who was actually, as I said, would be spying on Muslim students. So obviously students cannot, you know, get a counseling from that kind of person, right? So, I mean, I think that kind of, it was really difficult for us to kind of get over it because students were telling me, even until like some days back, that the fact that I'm coming to this meeting and I could be arrested or something could happen, and students were really afraid to put up the Stop the War posters, and they were telling me, don't take these things near the prayer room because this is not, you know, this is not going to be good for us. This is not, you know, this is the time for us when we have to just keep ourselves away from all sort of these kind of anti-government political activity. And I just think that kind of thing, like you can't speak against the government on a legitimate issue as war, I just really think that's really absurd. And to be honest, I think it just reminded me of, I don't know how many of you have actually lived in Saddam's Iraq, but if you've ever been there, you would notice that people, you know, they cannot talk against the government at all. You just go anywhere, in a hotel, in any place, and you cannot just say anything because, you know, everybody there would be a spy. Everybody would be spying. And I think that what the government's trying to do right now, and it is to spy, to use the lecturers, to use everybody, to spy on Muslim students. And that is not going to lead to any sort of integration. You know, that is going to lead to more segregation, in fact. And so I really felt that it was really has created a climate of racism. With obviously, I mean, Muslim students who are girls, I mean, we keep on reading in the media constantly. It's more like the government pressurizing everybody that you've got to stick to this, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. And then students thinking, oh, right, we have to, you know, we have to just stay away from all of this. And I think that I would just like to cite one more example of this whole concept of Asian-looking students because I really find it very offensive. I mean, honestly, had it been something like Jewish-looking students or Black-looking students, they would have been just, I think, had a case against them then. So I think the whole idea about this Asian-looking students, I mean, Asian-looking is such a big description. I mean, we all know that a Brazilian man was shot 8 times in the Stockwell tube station in the head because one of the things was that he was Asian-looking and he was acting like a bit suspicious. And he had to die. I mean, this is what this whole concept of racism leads to. The police are actually going around killing people because of the suspicion. And I think that is really sort of hindering a lot of things. In my university, to counter the effects of that, we have been trying to organize many meetings. Initially, there weren't too many people who turned up. But just the day before yesterday, we organized a meeting for this. And we called Chris Nyland from Stop the War and Yvonne Ridley as well. And there were almost 70 students who turned up. So I was really, really happy. There were lots of who, after we spoke about so many issues, there were lots of students who wanted to know what can we do, how can we stop the war, how can we, you know, stop, get these people who are bombing other countries out of their office, how can we vote the right people in, what can we do? And I think it was just really wonderful because finally we had the chance to sort of, you know, come out. And a lot of women wore veil, and they came out and they were so happy. They're like, Lauren, that's really good. You know what, we should have more meetings like this, because there were Muslims, non-Muslims, you know, atheists, everybody there. And I think that was really good, and I think that really gave me the more confidence to come here, because I was still being told by some of them that, you know, you're going to get arrested. So I just think that I think the most important thing is that all of us, I mean, whether we are like housewives or we are not working, or we might think, oh, we are a nobody, we can't make a difference, but actually we can make a lot of difference. If we write to our local papers, if we write to the media, because they're constantly giving us information that's saying, oh, these are the bad guys and, you know, all of them are the same or something. So we really need to do that. Really, we can write to the media, we can call into radio stations, we can really do a lot, we can organize meetings in our communities, in our churches, and in our universities, and we can really help people come forward, give them the confidence that this is something that we need to defeat. The government's whole agenda about this war and racism, it's something which does not, you know, deserve any, I mean, to be silent is to actually accept it. To be silent is to say, yeah, it's okay, let's, you know, let it go on. So I think it's really important that we do not vote in any people who are promoting racism or who do end up promoting racism, and we do not vote in any people who are doing war, because, you know, all these issues are really related at the end of the day. But I think we all stand together against it, and I mean, I think we have been successful with what Tony Blair said today, and hopefully we can get these kind of people out of office soon. Thank you.